Good morning. We are continuing our question from yesterday, which was the saying of the Amidah, the silent Shmoneh Esrei, how should it be said? And we brought that there are actually five different levels of possibilities. Level number one is not mouthing words at all. It is simply, basically just thinking about the tefillah. So you're not enunciating any words. You're certainly not audibly saying any words. You're simply thinking it. We call it belibo. It's in your heart. It's internal. But no, not even mouthing of the words. That is going to be level number one. Level number two is that the person is going to, in the Hebrew, mechatech the words. He's going to mouth the words. However, he is not going to make any noise when he's saying the words. So there will be no audible words coming out of his mouth, even to himself. That is level number two. Level number three is that not only is he going to mouth the words, but he's also going to say the words such that he can hear it with his own ears, but no one else can hear it. So it's audible to him, but to no one else. That is level number three. Level number four is the person is saying the words, and it's audible to him and the people closely around him. He's not saying it too loudly. And the level number five is he says it pretty loudly. And people can hear, the whole shul can hear. It could be shouting, maybe something short of that, but that obviously would be unacceptable. And we came out saying as follows, that level number one, simply thinking the tefillah, that is not going to be considered a tefillah. That is not davening. You actually need to have your lips moving. And accordingly, we're left with level number two or three. Level number four is also not acceptable because you're going to be disturbing people. So on level number two or level number three, we said that the Mishnah Berurah told us that level number two is really going to be a bidyeved. Level number three is where you want to be. Level number three is that not only are you saying the words with your lips, but you yourself can hear it, no one else, but you yourself can hear it. Now we're going to go into other views, and we're going to look at the Piskei Tshuvos, who brings a nice write-up of this topic, and he brings that Al-Pi Kabbalah. And this is according to the Arizal, Ki Al-Yedei Hashmas HaKol Gorem Shelo Tekabel Tfilaso, by having any of your tefillah be audible, even to yourself, you are causing it that your tefillah will not be accepted. V'gam gorem lechitzonim sheyidbeku betfilas, and also negative forces will come and they will deflect your tefillah. They will stick to the tefillah. I've seen in the past that it means that they will thwart your tefillah from going up to Shamayim. So according to the Arizal, you should be on level number two, which is simply mouthing the words, but even you yourself should not hear. It shouldn't be audible whatsoever. And the Piskei Tshuvos continues that Lamaisa, practically speaking, the Torah, which is a halachic work, cites the Tosefta, and the Beis Yosef brings the Zohar and says that you should be careful, Roy Lachushlo, you should be careful about the Zohar, so it shouldn't be audible. Nonetheless, despite the fact that the Torah brings the opinion from the Tosefta that it should not be audible, and the Beis Yosef brings the Zohar, and he says you should be concerned about that. In other words, it should not be audible whatsoever, even into yourself. Nonetheless, continues the Piskei Tshuvos, that the minhag of Ashkenazim and the Sfaradim is like the Shulchan Aruch and the commentators on the Shulchan Aruch, that you should be in level number three. Level number three is that you should say it audibly to yourself. The condition is that no one else should see, hear it. You can't be on level number four. So here it's interesting. We have a clash of the halacha and the Kabbalah. On the one hand, the Kabbalah says that you should be on level number two, that you yourself should not hear your words. But nonetheless, the halacha says that you should be able to hear your words of the Shemoneh Esrei, just others should not hear your words. So he says, halach lemaisa, that it seems that the minhag of Ashkenazim and Sfaradim is to be like the Shulchan Aruch, that is to be on level number three. Nonetheless, he continues that there are many people who in fact are on level number two. They are concerned about the Kabbalah, they basken like the Kabbalah, they have that the Kabbalah, like the Arizal, that their hanhaga is to be on level number two, to not hear their words audibly whatsoever. And in fact, the Tana Devei Eliyahu Rava says in Perek Chavches, Mikan Amru Kol Amispalal Umashmiya Kololo Oznav, From here we learn that anyone who says the Shemoneh Esrei and he can hear his own words, Harezeh may eat Edu Sheker, it's like his giving false testimony, so a very negative thing. So we have the Tana Devei Eliyahu here paskening like the Zohar to be on level number 2, not level number 3, and in fact, some halachic works, not Kabbalah works, but halachic works like the Prima Gadim and the Pri Chadash and other Achronim Paskin like the Zohar to be on level number 2 and not number 3. So the bottom line here is that we have some halachic works paskening like level number 3. You should audibly hear your own fila. We have other, certainly a Kabbalistic works, but even halachic works paskening that you should be on level number 2, and you should mouth the words but not hear the words. And then the Piskei Tshuvas concludes as follows: Amnam mi shemakir benashra shekanav soti sora yoser. Somebody who recognizes, he knows himself, and he thinks that his kavana, he knows that his kavana will be better im yispala baharamas kol me'at, if he raises his voice a little bit, such that he himself can hear it, not that other people can hear it, but such that he can hear it. That is what you should do, because having more kavana is even more important than the imperative of the Zohar to not hear your voice. So, in other words, he's coming out. He seems to be coming out that all else equal, you should be on level number 2. All else equal, you can have kavana equally, whether you are on level number 2, not hearing your voice, or level number 3, hearing your voice. All else equal, he seems to be saying that we should be on level number 2. But if kavana is going to dictate, if you're going to have better kavana, if you can hear your own voice, but others cannot, then indeed that is going to be more important than fulfilling the imperative of the Zohar to be on level number 2. So bottom line here, when we discussed the Mishnah Berurah, we saw he wants you to be on level number 3 and said the level number 2, if you can't hear your own voice, that may be b'dieved. Nonetheless, the Piskei Tshuvas is telling us when you look at other halachic works that indeed you should ideally maybe be on level number 2, but if your kavana is going to be better when you hear your own voice, then you should be on level number 3, saying the words, hearing the words yourself, but nobody else hearing your Shemoneh Esrei. Have a wonderful day.